It's game day. Congratulations, ASU Sun Devils, on your win this week. I do not think the Wildcats play till next week, and I think they're actually playing the Lumberjacks. So it'll be an interesting game.
Well, speaking of winning and things coming up, our Tucson partners won some great awards from Arizona Daily Star Best Choice. Is that how you say it, Romy? The Arizona Daily Star's Best Choice Awards.
Yes.
And we had many partners down there win. Rosie on the House won Best Homeowners Resource. And we're starting to get calls from other people who'd like to be part of that. So I met a lady this morning online on the phone, and she owns Fabrics to Go in Tucson. She is 92, and she works 6 days a week. She's had that little company for 74 years, and she has just won a woman's entrepreneurial award, and she's coming to Phoenix. We'll see if we can get her to come out here and visit with her. But she's got a lot of Arizona history stored up in her memory.
And so she wants to jump on the Rosie on the House certification?
Yeah, she said she's listened to you for a long time wanted to do it. She said, I'm just, getting started kind of late.
So any 92-year-old that's been working 6 days a week for 74 years.
Well, she started at 7 days a week. Now she's six.
She's got my vote.
That lady knows how to work.
All right, so I'm doing the math here. I think over 5 years in business. Is that correct?
That's the minimum standard, okay. Yeah.
So 74, I think she's all right.
Yeah, I was just checking.
Yeah. Well, shall we jump to the...
So does that mean she started when she was 18?
She must have been pretty young.
In Tucson.
Mm-hmm.
74 years ago. How many people were in Tucson 74 years ago?
Well, I know the traffic was better back then.
Man.
Traffic everywhere was better back then. All right, Debbie and Tempe's next on the line at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U. Good morning, Debbie.
Good morning, Rosie and Romy. We would like a recommendation for an installer for a channel drain or a trench drain across our concrete driveway to redirect rain water to our landscaping.
All right, so
like rain harvesting.
The rainwater that's currently falling on your driveway is draining to the street and towards the end of your driveway down by the sidewalk before it enters the street. You'd like to capture it and redirect it.
Absolutely, that's what we'd like to do.
Now, let me ask you this. The water that's actually falling on your driveway probably isn't very much, unless the roof is sloped to where you could capture some of that in a rain gutter. Do we have any roof drainage?
Yes, there is, because there's a 90-degree angle between the front of the garage and our porch that extends toward the street, and we do put a large rain barrel there to catch water that comes off of the roof at that point. So this would definitely channel that toward this channel drain or trench drain.
Okay, so you're already harvesting the water coming off the roof. Here's the dilemma, Debbie. If we're draining the water downhill at the driveway where it meets the sidewalk, that's probably one of the lowest places on your property. So to get it back up to where you want to use it, we've either got to put in some kind of a sump and sump pump, which doesn't really make it too feasible. Do you think your homeowners association would tolerate you replacing some of the concrete driveway with a permeable paver driveway?
Well, we don't have an HOA here in the city of Tempe.
Okay.
And we do collect quite a bit of water into that barrel there, Rosie, and having the channel drain that would run east to west, that it would flow into that and then passively, just by gravity, go to the east and west side of our driveway to our landscaped areas. That's kind of the idea that we have.
Okay. So somebody's got to get in there and saw cut or hydro shoot a pipe under the driveway and then passively connect it to this tank that you already got and then distribute it accordingly. Yeah, I think I have a couple people that could take a look at that for you.
Okay.
Okay.
And what we were thinking was the type of channel drain or trench drain where it's several inches wide, extending the width of the driveway where it looks like a grate.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we need the concrete installer and somebody who could do those cuts for us. Yes, please.
Yeah, I would tell you that you could call our East Valley landscaper, CYC Landscaping, or our Scottsdale landscaper, Think Green Irrigation and Landscaping. I believe either one. They do outdoor kitchens, ramadas, concrete work, paver work, drain work. They have, either one of those have all the trades. Now, this is a fairly small job. If they can't get to you in a reasonable amount of time, then call me back and I'll break one of my guys loose and we'll come over there and saw cut it and put that drain in for you.
That sounds great, Rosie. Thanks so much for your help.
Okay, CYC or Think Green Irrigation and Landscaping. See if either one of those can have a guy they can cut loose and get that done for you. Like I say, if not, we have a small projects division because a lot of people just don't want to do the small jobs. They can't break a whole crew loose to go do that. So at Rosie Wright Remodeling, we've got a couple guys that we kind of keep available to knock out those simple, small projects. And we're getting ready to start a million-dollar remodel on the side of Camelback Mountain, so we do those too. But I personally like doing the small jobs a lot better. You get in, you get done, and you go on to the next one. Those big jobs where you're on the project for 14 or 16 months kind of wear me down. But I've got the guys on staff that love them.
It's time for our weekly to-do. We pop every single week. We have a new to-do. Sometimes I don't always get them on air. Just depends on the caller load and the text load. And it's a new feature to Rosie on the House, and sometimes I just plumb forget. But our goal is
You're the one that came up with it, too.
I know. Our goal is to have one maintenance item every single week that we cover just to help us keep on top of projects around the home. I have not gotten to this point yet, but if we live in and manage our homes that it had to be sold at any given moment, the condition your home's going to stay in is better. Your quality of life is going to be better. Being able to sell and move, you're going to get a better price for your home. If something happened and you weren't expecting to move, but you had to move, job relocation, family, whatever the case, and you had these 50 projects that you had been putting off getting done and didn't have the time for, you know, that's all going to be negotiated out of your equity.
Now you're talking about my house.
And maintenance is ongoing and never stops. So if we just tackle one a week, let's do one a week. And this week it's all about our appliances, cleaning and caring for appliances. If you've got, you open up your dishwasher and you've got the rack that falls out and you've got those little pins that stick out that you put your cups on. Maybe you've got 7, 8 of those have broken off or it doesn't roll well. Now let's take an inventory of all the little things on our appliances that don't work and get those replaced. You can go to, there's warehouse companies, Bayer Appliance on our network. They've got a great warehouse if you want to bring in what you've got. If they don't have the part, they can order it for you. If you want to schedule one of their guys to come do the install. If it's a more complicated repair or you need to, it's an appliance you can't move yourself. You know, maybe we've got to get to the back of your kitchen refrigerator. How heavy is that? A lot of homeowners don't have the equipment to make those heavy equipment moves and repair the parts. So this week it goes through the refrigerator, the microwave, the dishwasher, and the oven. And you can go through and, you know, like I said, just all your kitchen appliances. Let's take an inventory if they're not cleaned on the interior, if we haven't cleaned the coils lately, and if there's any broken or missing components, let's get those price estimates for those parts and, you know, make a plan to get them repaired if, you know, it's not feasible or financially makes sense to do it this week. You can go to rosieonthehouse.com. We have a hashtag for it. each one of our to-dos, we have a hashtag to make it easy to search for, and it's Junk Under Appliances is what we labeled this one. And then if you are a Homezada Premium subscriber that unlocks the maintenance element of the digital app, you can schedule that in your calendar as a completed task list. And if you've got follow-up to order parts, you can schedule those follow-ups and help keep those on your calendar. You can sync that calendar with your phone, so it'll be a reminder this week, boom, remember to stop by Behr Appliance and get these four parts ordered.
And a perfect example of that is recently at my house, I have an oven that's really, really, really old. I mean, it's really old. It's made by Thermador. It's 40 years old, but it vents to the outside. Anytime I'm cooking in my oven, I can turn on a fan motor that takes the heat out of the kitchen and exhausts it up through the roof. For that reason alone, I don't want to get rid of it. I love that aspect of it. But an element went out, and I called a couple of the appliance places to try and find where I could get the element, and they all laughed at me, and they said, we're not an antique store. we're an appliance parts store. I researched and researched, and I found a place that would sell me that coil. It was right here in town. Went and got it, put it in. That oven works good as new. I got to fix the hinges, spring hinges on it. But, I mean, it's just a perfect example. Then I put all that information into Homezada. So I don't have to remember all the work I went through to find the part to that one piece of equipment. I just open that page in Homezada, bada bing, bada boom. The phone number's there. The name of the person to help me is there. The part number is there. Boom. I love it.
And a case example, we had to replace the garbage disposal in our kitchen sink about a year ago, and took a picture of the box, took a picture of the unit installed, and it's saved in the inventory part when you're inventorying your home and you're building out all of the details in your home. So if it ever breaks again, it doesn't have to be me that remembers what it is and where it is. The receipt's in there. Amanda can get on her phone, go to Central Arizona Plumbing Supply, show them the picture of the garbage disposal and say, here, I want
one. I want one like this.
So that's our weekly to-do, and we cover that in the third segment of our open home hour, which is now our 10 o'clock hour. It used to be 9, but we switched it to 10 because when we have great guests in like today, Clay, and we end up with a lot of questions afterwards, we want to be able to give our guests and our listeners an opportunity to connect. And we found that was really hard to do closing out the 10 o'clock hour when the next radio station needed the phone line for their radio program. So we switched those 2 hours to make it better service for our partners and our listeners that wanted to connect as a result of the content they heard on this broadcast. Let's get to Christine in Sun Lakes. Another drainage question. Welcome to the program.
Hi. Thank you. My backyard drains toward my house.
Ooh.
I have a porch on the end, which is a concrete slab porch. And of course, every monsoon, it comes into the porch. I've been told I have no stem wall on that porch. I have had two big pits dug to take the water off. And if it really rains, they don't do any good.
Uh-huh.
And I've had 16-inch French drain put along the back of the house. It still doesn't do any good.
Okay, well, I think we'll probably give you the same recommendation as CYC.
Yeah.
Your Sun Lakes, they're in Mesa. You can find them at rosieonthehouse.com or, oh, I had their partner page open a minute ago before I clicked off. I was going to look up their phone number, but... Well, that's going to have to wait because I'm over the time for the break. We'll have that coming back right here at Rosie on the House. Oh, wait, here it is real quick. 539-2597.